When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, greetings, it's me, your friendly neighborhood thing you find in a neighborhood that doesn't cause you alarm, here to tell you that none of this is really happening. Ah, but I can see the quality meter shooting down into the red. Must be time for the one-dimensional audio transmission I can't seem to terminate. Sorry, I meant tolerate. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2 years and almost 3 years ago, I fell through a dimensional rift behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King that I use to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. The tavern is like practically empty tonight. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a slow night. But luckily, I'm joined by my co-host, my good bud, someone who is never not in the tavern, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zodin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. And there are so many other secret names. Wonderful names of pure delight and love and energy that will lift thine spirits and fill thine heart with joy.
Oh.
Yay.
That's so nice, Isidore.
Yes. Well, I must take issue with what you just said about me, because sometimes I am not in the tavern. This very week, I traveled to Woober.
To Woober?
I went to Woober.
What is and where is Woober?
Woober is far in the west, and I have returned with a gift.
A gift?
Yes, gift for all three of us.
Speaking of all three of us, where's Junt?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
And also, this is kind of awkward.
Oh, I didn't want to say.
It's hard to ignore this giant gorilla sitting at the table.
Yeah, sometimes it's just an 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah, and it's like, well,
what do you say?
How can we not talk about it? How do you not talk about it? I mean, we are talking about it. How do you talk to it?
You know what? We are rude. We shouldn't talk about it. We should talk to it. Hello, I am Usidore.
Hello, I am Arnie. Hello, gorilla.
Get wet.
What? Hey, guys, it's me.
Shunt.
Shunt.
It was Shunt the whole time.
Should have guessed.
Delightful.
Guess what I did last night?
Ugh. We know. Ugh. We know.
I slept with a gorilla.
We know.
I'm trying not to think about how it could have happened, but I'm also impossible not to think about it. It's impossible. My words are, it's screwing with my words.
That's a first.
Just the image of a shape-shifting talking badger getting wet with a big old gorilla. It's just...
Get wet. Yeah, his name is Scamp. He's a drummer in a band.
Oh.
He plays in a band where he plays drums. There's a mouse on vocals and a bird who cheers.
Ooh, that sounds good.
What is the name of this band?
I don't know, but they're in showbiz.
You don't know the name?
No.
You couldn't hazard a guess?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I've seen them.
You've seen them?
Yes,
yeah,
they serve
great.
The pizza, mm-hmm. And then you can go out into the lobby, and there are game masters there with ring toss and all sorts of fun
games. Yeah, it's a whole to-do.
When I was in the Great Halls of Tarakas, I used to go there, and if I did really well, they'd give me some special gold coins, and I would take those to the ring toss, and I'd play the ring toss all night.
And at some point, you can win pieces of parchment that you later trade in for goods and services.
You mean money?
No.
No.
Terrible things. Cheap things.
Like what?
Like a...
little monsters you put on your fingers and they come to life.
Oh.
A wooden comb.
Yeah.
Sure, they had a horse behind the counter, but whoever won the horse?
Speaking of terrible gifts, you'll have to excuse me. This morning I was a little drunk, and I was a gorilla, and I was upset with you, Arnie, and I was thinking to myself, you know, that Arnie, that fucking Arnie. And I thought to myself, I could carve a better man out of a banana. And I carved a man out of a banana, and Tussidor brought him to life, and so I want to introduce to you both, this is Banana Man.
Oh, I was sure it was going to be Manana.
Manana, that's a much better name. I've already baptized him.
Better eat this one and start over.
I did what you said, Arnie, and I baptized him.
What?
Dipped him in water.
Well, yeah, I just randomly was talking about baptism. It's not even really a thing that I'm into.
It's all you talk about lately, though.
Well, don't be rude. Say hello to Banana Man.
Hello, Banana Man.
Hello, Banana Man.
Thank you.
Does Banana Man talk?
No, he's a banana.
Don't be stupid.
Oh, don't be fucking stupid. He's a banana.
I don't know. You know what?
Just a little banana.
You know what? I don't need you guys to talk to me like this. I'm going to put on this sash and see if I get a little bit more respect.
Oh, it says sash has mayor on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, your lordship. I shouldn't have spoken to you so ill.
Yes.
I apologize, Mr. Mayor, and so does Banana Man.
Let's not forget that this is my week to wear the mayor sash.
Yes, I have not forgotten yet, although I suppose I had for a moment. But I give you the respect the office deserves.
And next week I get the sash.
Oh, that'll be fun. A gorilla mayor.
I'm just a mayor. Don't call me a gorilla mayor. What did you bring us for Moober?
I was a wizard mayor. Oh, ooh, I forgot. Speaking of bad gifts, I have a fantastic one. Here. In this case, for each of you, and one for me, one for each of us, safety wands.
Ooh, what's a safety wand?
It's a wand that lets you cast fireball spells, but safely.
Safe fireballs?
Mm-hmm. The wand is it's an intelligent wand. It knows not to hurt anyone that shouldn't be hurt.
Goodness gracious,
can
I have mine?
Evil.
I'm going to put it right in Banana Man's hand.
Wait a second. This is a wand that destroys things, but it gives you the false sense that it's okay that you destroyed that thing.
It's a safety wand. What I want to do is go forth on a quest. Just the three of us, with our safety wands. Yes, we shall find a way to break through the portal. Over to Earth. We shall take Arnold to meet his family say hello. And then we shall find Penelope Penelope. And we shall show her our safety wands. She won't get hurt. We won't ruin it. And then she'll believe in magic and the void will be defeated.
That's it. That's all we have to do.
But each of the wands only has 50 charges. Once you fire it 50 times, it's done.
Aw, 50?
Yeah.
I already fired 35 while you guys were talking.
What?
Oh, don't waste the safety wands. Don't waste the safety wands. I just want to fight some evil.
Yeah, it's been a while since we fought evil, Arnie.
It has been a while since we fought evil, but you know what? We just staying here in the tavern using this podcast to fight evil is the way to go. Guys, we don't even need to get up from this table. We do this podcast. People on Earth are going to send us information about how to defeat the void, and we'll be good. That's how we contribute.
We should be proactive.
Yes, I agree. We should take life by the reins and rise up and fight.
Yes, through the power of our voices while we are sitting here. Look at how proactive my voice is. It's in an upper register.
Ugh, you also have all that acne.
It's a good voice.
What?
It's a good voice. I like your voice.
Oh, that's not me.
That's not John.
Oh, what's that smell?
Me, probably.
What's your name, buddy?
Sir Manther.
Sir Manther.
Sir Manther.
So you're knighted, or that's just your name?
No, that's just my name. Sir Manther.
So your name wasn't Manther, and then you were knighted?
You can call me Sir.
Nah, I prefer Sir Manther.
I don't know if this is rude, Sir Manther, but half of your face is kind of sliding off.
Oh, yeah.
sliding off?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Half of your face is sliding off. It looks disgusting. I'm sorry, that was rude. But your face is sliding off, and that is not proper etiquette inside of a tavern.
I'm sorry, I had wanted to come in here and tell you, while I have a few moments here, that I once, as a younger man, was unfaithful to my wife.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I want my soul to finally rest.
Okay.
I'm looking for the peace that has eluded me in death. Is that a banana?
Well, it's a banana man. You can't eat him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just must find peace. I have come back from the grave to find peace in my death. Hello.
Hello. Hey, who are you?
This is my wife. I'm Charlotte.
Charlotte? Are you trying to say Charlotte and just half your face is gone?
My wife's name is Charlotte. What is your problem?
No, it's just
Charlotte.
It does sound a lot like Charlotte.
It sounds a little bit like Charlotte. I mean, I wasn't going to say it because I didn't want to, like, be so on the nose about it, but...
So we have Samantha and...
Samantha.
And what was your name again?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Samantha and Charlotte. They're perfectly normal names.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. Did you want to tell your wife that you cheated on her?
I'm so sorry. I just want to find peace in this lifetime. I'm just here to say that I killed 47 puppies when I was alive. That's why I cheated on her. I was so mad. I just wanted to say that I killed a puppy every time I thought he didn't love me. And in a weird way, it was just a cycle. Now I realize that.
Usador, Usador.
Yes, what?
Can I kill these guys?
I don't know.
This is a weird...
I'm itching for adventure. I'm a gorilla. Look at me. I'm 300 pounds.
You can just pick them up and, like, bash them up against the wall.
Also, real quick, I forgot to tell you guys, don't look me in the eyes. All That's right. a challenge. Oh, thank you.
I just been staring at those big old gorilla pecs this whole time.
Boom, 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 boom.
Guys, this is a crazy theory. I think these two are dead.
Yes, you can't kill them because they are undead.
Wait, are they dead or undead?
They appear to be undead to me.
Didn't we ask Dripfang to... do something in the cemetery?
That's right. We told Dripfang to get everyone in the cemetery to come back and to get their secrets.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Mr. Big.
What?
My name is Mr. Big.
Wow, you look more like a Merster Big, but whatever.
Do you know my name better than I do?
No, I don't.
Don't look him in the eye either.
Okay, yeah.
Now, look. I don't mean to be rude to all of you. It appears that Dripfang has brought you back from the cemetery to find out all of your secrets. So once you've told him your secrets, just go back into your graves.
I will, but I need to say one thing to Charlotte. Yes, I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too. Be with Mr. Big.
I hate that so much.
Why?
I'm gonna go use the turlet. Charlotte, you're dead. You don't need a turlet. Charlotte, get out of the turlet.
A bit of a stretch.
Chunt, Usador.
What? Yeah.
We're just staring agape at these undead people talking.
That's what I'm saying. Let's kill them. Let's crush them.
Here's my question. Are these walking dead people... dangerous?
Why did you wink at me when you said walking dead?
Are these things dangerous, or are they just annoying and really oversharing?
Isn't annoyance a danger?
It is a danger.
I mean, I got so upset at you that I carved the man out of a banana.
Why are you so upset at me? I'm the mayor.
Stop.
Don't whine like that.
Stop tugging on your sash.
Now look, so far they don't appear to be evil. They just appear to be... restless. If we give them some rest, perhaps they'll just return to their graves, as I suggested before. Perhaps they won't, and then we'll destroy them.
I am Crary.
What's this?
Crary?
I'm Crary.
Crary?
Yeah. I have figs in this life left undone.
You have figs in this life left undone?
Things.
Crary, what do you have left undone? Did you have something you need to do at prom, or what's going on?
I was the writer in my life. I lived in the Big Apple.
You lived in the Big Apple. Wow.
Oh, that's by the lake.
And I was friends with Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you're all here? Or are you, like, gathering at this table like you're going to have brunch and dish?
Yes. And Merinder.
Merinder?
Merinder. And, of course,
Merinder.
We were always meeting at the Big Apple. And the Big Apple was kind of the fifth character in our lives.
Uh-huh.
All I want to do now is eat your brain.
What? Oh, no.
No. Now stop. Get back. Look, there'll be no brain eating unless that was the thing you needed to resolve in your life.
Yes. Crary. Charlotte. Samantha. Mr. Big. Am I forgetting any?
Merinder.
No need. Like, they're all looking at us, like, a lot more...
Hungrily
than they were a moment ago.
Now, listen to me, you undead people. I am Usador. I shall not stand by and allow you to eat my friends' brains. So, you have two choices. Wrap up your lives and go back to your graves, or prepare to face my wrath. I have here 3 safety wands, 2 of which are fully charged, and I'm not afraid to use them.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, no!
There, 49 charges left.
Oh, great. Wait, is surviving this going to mean we're going to have to, like, do math?
Here, take your safety wand.
Okay. All right.
Oh, hello. I'm going to kill you. My name is Changler.
Changler? What?
Could I be any more dead?
Oh, great. Okay.
I think we should retreat upstairs. There seems to be more and more of these undead folk coming in, and we should take the higher ground.
Okay, 49.
Here, follow me. Follow me to the second floor.
Willie Garson.
Willie, I don't get it.
Whoa! Chun is a gorilla is more powerful even than these safety wands.
Oh, fuck you.
Usador, I'm sorry.
Arnie, look, I'm going apeshit.
Whoa!
off the chandelier and I'm just...
Hurry, Chun, in here. I'm going to board up the door and we'll be safe in here for a while.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Wait, let me just grab this barrel and throw it down the stairs.
Oh, oh, they jumped over it.
Damn it. Okay. Maybe it'll take them a while to get in here. Here's what we do. Here's how we beat this.
I was beating the shit out of them.
I was thinking we just sit down and start podcasting, and that's a way that we can fight this.
Arnold, now you're just being ridiculous. Do you really think a zombie horde shall be overcome by the sound of your voice?
Maybe.
No. Incorrect. It is time to face the truth. This podcast is a total waste of time.
Well, it's not a total waste of
time.
It's a
charming,
entertaining waste of time. Whatever. The point is, we must take action. No longer can we sit by complacent, happy to fatten ourselves and drunken our senses. It is time that we did stand up.
Okay. Let's stand up. But on 2 conditions. 1, we continue to hold our microphones and podcast while we fight these zombies. And 2, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Hello, Hogsface. It's me, a series of bats. Shockingly, the run for my 9-bat show, A Series of Bats, is not yet sold out. And remember, the number of bats on stage should never outnumber the number of audience members in the audience. Why wouldn't you want to come see the life story of a series of 9 bats struggling to find themselves in each other? A Series of Bats. Come see A Series of Bats upstairs at the Smoldering Widow every Thursday night at 8. 4 gold pieces, 6 gold pieces for students. This is a different person, not A Series of Bats, and definitely not Tomblaine Belleroth, the King of the North.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Okay, guys, before we unboard this door and go out there, I just want to make sure that none of us have been bitten. I don't know how zombies work on this world. But on my world, if you get bitten by a zombie, you turn into a zombie.
You have zombies?
Well, we have zombie stories. I mean, that's practically the same
thing. Where do you think stories come from?
Yes, where do you think stories come from?
They're based on truths.
Or writers, or improvisers, sometimes.
Ugh, they're not very good at it. But I do know that if you are bitten by one of these zombies, not only will you become the zombie, but you have to resolve the thing that they did not resolve in their life.
What an inconvenience.
Oh.
I want to run errands for the rest of my days.
Well, quick, let's everybody, like, look and see if any of us have been
okay.
bitten.
I got a lot to look. Can somebody help me out?
Oh, gosh,
don't look
right.
at me.
There's so
don't
much hair. There's so much hair. You're
I'm bringing
huge.
Silverback.
You're such a huge gorilla.
Yeah. I think you're all right. This looks like you got bit to me.
Oh, wait, Arnie, come here. Let me...
Okay.
There's just some stuff in your hair I need to...
Oh, yeah. Thank you for cleaning me.
Just sorry, I'm just getting groomed. No.
That's adorable. Wait, Usador, what's that on your arm?
No, it's just a bite mark.
Usador, that's what we're looking for.
Well, we don't know it was one of the zombies.
Well, that's true, but what if you got bitten by, like, a Sherlit or... Well, you know, if we're being honest, you're more of a Sir Manther.
Banana Man, were you bitten? He's shaking his head yes. Was it Arnie? He's shaking his head yes.
Oh.
Why did you bite Banana Man?
You had time?
I was hungry. We were fighting for our lives. It takes a lot of energy.
Sweet little
we
banana.
We ran all the way up some stairs, guys.
Banana Man, is that peanut butter on your feet? You had time to dip him in peanut butter?
Look, I just quickly reached down into my secret peanut butter stash that I keep under the stairs. And yeah, I dipped Banana Man's feet into peanut butter.
I have some more bad news. Each of our safety wands only has one charge left.
Just one?
That's right.
I thought you said they had 50 each. I mean, I knew
they
I
did.
Blew 35.
I mean, I know I'm mad at bat. I mean, I know I'm bad at math, but that bad?
Well, nobody's perfect.
All right. So we have to get all these zombies to line up.
My name is Drury Trivioni.
Oh, no.
Hungry for brains.
Oh.
Brains.
There must be a way to use only 3 fireballs to defeat these hundreds of zombies that surround us right now.
Hundreds?
I assume hundreds by now. I mean, there were good, probably like 40 or 50 when we came up here.
Yeah, I guess so.
We burned through, 147 fireballs. Okay, oh. Getting up the stairs.
Oh, wow.
How is this place not on fire?
How is this place not on fire?
Magic, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
magic.
Magic.
Otok yes. had the walls cast with spells. You know, they're imbued with spells that prevent them from burning.
Yes, of course. There's so many candles around and so many drunk people. They knock candles over all the time. It's a wonder this place doesn't burn down every night. That's it.
Night.
No.
We bring to life the suit of armor that sits in the corner, the knight. And then we bring to life the candlestick, the clock, some of the dishes.
Mm. I was going to say, remove the spell that protects the Vermilion Minotaur and then burn the thing to the ground.
Okay, well, Chun had an idea, but let's go with yours. Be our guest.
No, that's not. No, I'm just saying, I'm spitballing. We're just all talking here. I was imagining us surrounding the door and in a moment of glory, looking at each other one last time as friends. The best of friends, and opening that door to a hail of zombie teeth, and lighting up our wands one last time as we go down in a blaze of glory.
I mean, that sounds way cooler than my idea.
A hail of zombie teeth? What's going on out there?
I assume they're spitting their teeth out at us by now.
Yeah, you can hear it clinking against the door like rain.
That's that noise.
Yeah.
Look, I guess I'm just afraid of failing. Did I ever tell you guys that when I was a child, I just have this vivid memory of sitting on my front step and thinking, what if I got up and just started walking? And it kind of scared me to think, what would happen to me if I just started walking?
You'd go somewhere.
And then I never did.
You never started walking?
Yeah, I just stayed. Then I went inside and probably watched TV or something. Have I told you that story before?
No. I think you have.
So what was the fear? The fear of the unknown? The fear of where your feet would take you?
I think I'm just worried of failing.
Ah, but Arnie, my boy, don't you see? You didn't take the steps that very day, but you did take them. Though you were sitting in your automobile and did drive instead of walk, you took those steps through a magical portal into a world where you have been given the chance to succeed or fail. It doesn't matter if you fail or succeed. It only matters if you try.
Arnie, what I want you to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
Think about yourself as that boy in that moment on those steps outside your home in Ohio. And I want to imagine yourself 30-some years in the future, 40-some years in the future. Sure. Say 30. We'll say 30 years in the future. Yeah. Imagine yourself locked in a room with a wizard, a gorilla, a banana man. With a hail of teeth outside waiting to tear us apart, and we have the ability to stop them. Would you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that? That the young Arnie Niekamp would grow up to do that?
So he was already 20 in this scenario when he was sitting on the porch?
I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 42, I think.
Yeah.
But wait, no. Usador, something you said about me just sitting in my automobile. And that I just need to stand up and do something. You're right. Guys, I've always been afraid of failing, and so I just, like, slowly did nothing. But that's just a slower road to failure. Guys, let's take the fast road to failure.
That's right. It's going to take all three of us. Mm-hmm. An 800-pound gorilla. A wizard. We couldn't do it alone. Yeah. We need our mayor.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that's me. I forgot I was wearing the sash.
Mr. Mayor, we need you now more than ever.
Okay. Well, just remember the order of secession. If something happens to me today, Banana Man is mayor.
Damn it.
Yes.
Can I say something before we open that door?
Yes.
Of course.
Please, no.
I realized something tonight, locked in this room with you. I realized friends are like assholes. I've got two of the best around.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right. Whatever you do, if you can clear a path on the stairs, I think I know what to do.
Mr. Mayor, if this works, you will have saved the lives of millions of registered voters. I shall go first. With my sword, my safety wand in hand, I shall take the stairs. One, two.
I love you, Chun.
Three.
This is scarier than I thought it would be. I'll see you guys later!
What?
Fuck you!
Damn it!
Galen Lichtenkotter!
Punch. Punch.
Chunt.
What?
Arnold ran off.
I know, I saw him.
We're going to die here alone. You're a good friend.
You're a good friend, Usador.
Banana Man, I'm happy to have met you. You're the bravest banana I've ever known.
He's getting in his pajamas. He knows the end is near.
So cute.
You're a good friend, Usador.
You're a good friend, Chunt.
Back to back. Let's empty our fireballs.
One each on the count of three.
One, two.
What is that?
A giant goose?
Magnificent!
Guys, it's me! Have I ever showed you my Camry?
No.
It's, you know, it gets you around.
I love what you do for me.
Guys, there's one thing in all my time in Foon that I've always wanted to say. One thing about living in Hog's Face I never could stomach. All the damn zombies.
Oh, that's
it's good. A Lost Boys thing. I don't know.
Oh, Lost. Oh.
But guys, thank you for positioning all the zombies right here near you so that I could smash through the wall and run them over with my car with the last bit of gas.
How'd you know you wouldn't slam through the wall and hit us?
What's this?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I suppose we should read some emails.
I have one here. This is from Christine. She says, hello, guys. Hope all is well in Foon. If you guys...
Oh, hold on. There's a zombie arm climbing up your arm.
Oh, grab it. Thank you. Actually, can you scratch right back?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Thank you. Hope all is well in Foon. If you guys ever make it through the magic portal and make it to Wisconsin, I own a tattoo shop. If you ever roll through, I'd love to do a Foon Brothers tattoo in you guys. In you guys? Shouldn't that be What's on this? You guys? From Christine. Thanks, Christine. Can we get tattoos?
I mean, I guess if I've ever had a life-changing experience that get a tattoo to commemorate, it would be this, but I don't know if that's something I should do.
I doubt she has magics powerful enough to alter my skin.
Guys, did I ever tell you the story about when I was a kid? I sat on my front step and looked off in the distance and thought, what if I...
Started walking.
Just got up and started... Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah. Just actually a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
That airbag didn't go off, did it?
What's that?
I got another one here. This is from Chelsea. Chelsea says, hello from the land of Florida. I recently discovered your podcast and
there's one crawling toad you.
I recently discovered your podcast and want to say it's great. You got quite the following among the engineers at Kennedy Space Center. I know several other engineers here that listen to you guys. Just want you to know that as we build human-rated spacecraft, we're listening to your pod. From Chelsea.
Holy shit.
Also, I'm still early into the first season, but I heard Craig may need help coming back to Earth. If he's still up there, give us a ring. Who is Craig?
Oh, I was really excited, but I think this person must be thinking of a different podcast.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's too bad, because I love to think of people at Kennedy Space Center listening to this dumb podcast, but...
Didn't you say that rocket scientists are the smartest people on Earth?
And well, they listen to this podcast?
Who's first?
Brain surgeons.
Oh.
Is there a Craig on Radiolab? Oh, wait, here, I have an email. Don't ask me how I know, but on the third wall, 8 panels from the left...
Duck!
Whoa!
There's a zombie duck on your head.
Sorry, I had to kill that zombie duck with a sword.
Knock on it 3 times, and the 12th panel from the left will open, and you will find a magical sword named Greg. Good luck, Arnie. Oh, Nathan.
Maybe they meant Greg.
Oh, they're talking to the sword Greg.
Let's try it. What panel?
Let's see. The third wall, 8 panels from the left, knock on it 3 times, and they're fucking with us.
The wall you drove through?
The wall I drove through. But you know what? I don't regret it. I fucked up that sword named Greg, and that was a failure. You know what? Fearing failure is worse than just actually failing.
And running over the third wall is better than breaking the fourth wall.
Exactly.
Here, I think this is the sword. Landed in one of the zombies. It's a little bent up. Seems to be magical energies escaping it even now, flying back into the ether. Well, that was nice.
Guys, you know what? I'm going to do more stuff. I'm still going to do this podcast because I still believe that this podcast is the most important thing to save Earth and Foon. But I'm also going to improve Hog's Face. And I'm going to find the weapon in the tavern that will defeat the void. I'm going to defeat the Dark Lord. I'm going to find a way back home to my wife and child.
I'm going to start season two of Offices and Bosses.
Sure.
I'm going to go back.
Hold my breath.
I'm going to get the lunar sword back.
Oh, not this week. Give me the sash. It's Banana Man's turn.
Mayor Banana Man.
All right. But when it's my turn again, am I forgetting anything else?
Banana Man's getting over to the piano. Play us a song, you're the Banana Man.
This is where this is going the whole time. God damn it. I wish we'd all died up there.
Hello, Survivor. I'm assuming you tethered yourself to something in your listening area to somehow avoid being sucked into the raging vacuum left behind by the absence of a bankable guest star. But what a ready-made VO demo reel of inaudible rambling, free from the shackles of breath control. Casting agents form a line. No, not to the exit, ugh. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Gorilla, see, world building, was played by Adil Rafai. Tom the Series of Bats was played by Steve Waltin. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This week's episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Craig, did you catch that listener email? You're generating buzz again. Maybe we could dial down the media darling factor?
Yeah, just one second. I just got to do something. One second.
Thank you for calling Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. To hear options in English, press 1. Para Española, pulse 2. Para Portugués. For directions and hours of operation, please press 1. For information on launches, please press 2. For upcoming launch information, press 2. To speak to a representative to book your reservation today, press...
Hey, this is Craig from space. I intercepted this email from Chelsea. She's an engineer there, and she said she could maybe help me get down from space. So if Chelsea or like any science person has any science ideas along those lines, really just wants to chat, I could use like an Earth pen pal. Just get in touch. And if you guys are hiring, I've gotten some pretty good skills at like launching things. And floating. Some of the rooms have floating here. So thanks. This is Craig from Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's a podcast. Sorry. Goodbye.
Worth a shot. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf.
Carson was an actor who was a supporting character on Sex and the City. I can't remember the character's name!
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.